Our world is so nutty, especially when it comes to Christianity. I mean, I think it's a maybe it's because I was raised in it or whatever, but I spent some time in New Age. I kind of fell away from Christianity years and years ago, and I spent some time in New Age, so I was able to see Christianity from an outside perspective to a certain point. And then, of course, I rededicated my life to Jesus and have never looked back since. But I don't think that Christianity is really all that hard to at least get the basic concepts of. Now, you know, it does say in Scripture that, you know, the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. So maybe that plays a part in it. But Kent State student group actually hosted a panel asking, is Christianity the white man's religion? Yeah, you got to be kidding me. It's ridiculous. Have they ever been down south? Have they ever? Anyway, lots of people that aren't white. It's founded by a Jew. Okay, well, we're gonna talk about all this and just how ridiculous this is. But this is the state of parts of America. Certainly not the majority of America is like this. I think it's really a loud minority of leftists that do this kind of stuff. But they put forth these really just ridiculous arguments that are easy to refute. So we're going to talk about that. And it just really goes to show how much the country needs the gospel, how much everybody, especially kids, need Jesus Christ. If you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get access to all sorts of free videos and podcasts, a whole bunch of material, all for free. And the reason that it is free is because it's funded by viewers like you and even myself, because I put my own money into it as well. And certainly time and all that. But if you can, click on the donate button, joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. You can set up a monthly payment or a monthly donation, I should say. It's not really a payment because you're not paying for a service. You're just donating out of the kindness of your heart. Or you can do a one-time donation. Or you can go to patreon.com/joshpeck. And for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron. And what that means is you get access to all the videos and everything that you get anyway for free, but you also are entered into contests. You're depending on how much you donate, you can download some free books written by me, and totally for free, and all sorts of other goodies that are being updated all the time. So patreon.com/joshpeck for all the information on that. Okay, so like I said, Kent State student group hosts panel asking, is Christianity a white religion? So the problems of Christianity and white Jesus were on the agenda during a controversial panel discussion at Ohio's Kent State University. I think last week it was. So over 100 students attended the Is Christianity the White Man's Religion event. KSU spokesman Eric Mansfield told Fox News that the panel was sponsored by a student organization that chose the speakers on the panel and followed all university guidelines. Here's a quote from Mansfield. Our university values the free expression of differing points of view to promote mutual respect and understanding. Now, I will say, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be allowed to have this panel. I just think the panel is so stupid. And now they're free to have the panel because they live in America, and I'm free to get online and say that it's stupid, and that's my opinion on it. But we live in America. We're free to have open discourse like that, open speech, free speech, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be highly critical of this, but I'm not. I just don't want to give off the impression that I'm saying that they shouldn't have been allowed or something. You know, they should be allowed to talk about whatever they want. But this is a ridiculous topic to pick. So the event was co-sponsored by KSU's Impact Movement, which supports the African American Church, the UHURU magazine, a derivative of Black United Students. The panel featured Lisa Fields, who founded a group equipping those of African descent. Sho Baraka, a co-founder of the Social Justice Focused AND campaign, A-N-D campaign, and Vince Bantu, professor of missionology at Covenant Theological Seminary. So Baraka has said, quote, Christianity is, in fact, a white man's religion due to identity politics that makes humans subconsciously assign certain cultures to different groups. And again, that's a end quote. That's a direct quote from Baraka, according to the Kent Conservative, which is a student blog. He added that that black people don't want anything to do with Christianity because it fits more with Western white culture. Are you kidding me? Again, have you ever been to the South? Have you seen the black churches that we have down here? They're amazing. That to me is racist. You know, that whole, that idea, oh, black people really, they don't want anything to do with Christianity. That is just absurd. That's false. Like there's no truth in that. What he's saying is he doesn't want anything to do with Christianity because he believes he's representing all black people in his views, but he's not. Plenty of black people want to do with Christianity. A lot of black people are Christians. But anyway, so he's also quoted as saying, the problem is that Christianity has means to create systems and structures that only benefit certain people of a certain hue. Again, not true. Okay, well, I'm just going to continue before I comment more. But now Bantu called Jesus a Palestinian Jew living in an oppressive state under an oppressive regime, which fed into the use of Christianity as an oppressive theology. To fight against this oppression, he said, we must decolonize against this privileged theology. I don't know how much privilege there is in being persecuted and being killed for your faith. And, you know, Christianity, especially throughout like American history, was kind of seen as like the poor man's religion, you know, the poor person's religion, because it doesn't require anything out of you. It doesn't want your money. Christianity, Christ doesn't want, all it requires is that you follow Jesus. You know, you have a relationship with him, you get saved, and then you get to go to heaven and you get to be with God. And you get a whole community of brothers and sisters within Christianity. And then it doesn't matter what race you are, what color your skin is. Now, that might be impossible for university students to understand because they've never had an environment like that, and they wouldn't even know what it looks like, but that's just the truth. That's just what it is. Now, of course, there's bad people everywhere, and there's going to be some people who claim that they hold the name of Jesus while they're like totally racist, like the KKK or something, but those are so few and far between. It's ridiculous. By and large, and I wouldn't even call them Christians, really, because I don't see how you could follow Christ, how you could believe that we're all made in the image of God, meaning we're all image bearers of God himself here on earth to be his representors until he comes back. And Jesus gave us the perfect example for that. Doesn't mean we're God or anything, but I don't see how anybody could believe, anybody who claims to be a Christian, and that's kind of one of the things that goes along with it, with Christianity, how anybody could believe that, but then say that some races are superior to other races. It's completely ridiculous, and it doesn't fit, and Christians just aren't racists at all. But anyway, so Bantu argued that because of settler colonists like Christopher Columbus, Americans could do whatever they wanted with people who didn't fit their description of Christianity. Now, I will say it is true that faulty and wrong interpretations of the Bible have led to some terrible atrocities throughout history. Terrible atrocities. I actually wrote about that in my book with Derek Gilbert, The Day the Earth Stands Still. I wrote about that. Michael Heiser has talked about it too. Dr. Michael Heiser, about racism and stuff. So yes, that's true, but that's not what we're living in right now. That's not the case right now, because the mainstream interpretation of things like races and stuff within Christianity is that we're all equal. And that's just it. Same with gender, by the way. Same with all that stuff, that we're all equal. We're all made in God's image, and we all have our personal sins that put Christ on the cross. So, you know, we all share in that together. But that there's no such thing as a human that's not worth as much as any other human. That even goes for homosexuals. I mean, that's just how Christianity looks at it. Even if they see homosexuality as a sin, which it clearly is, but so is lying. So is a lot of things that Christ has died on the cross that people, if they receive him, they can be redeemed of. You know, they can repent against. If a thief or a murderer can come to Christ and be accepted into heaven, then certainly anybody can. Now, of course, race is a little different because race is not a sin. You know, whatever race you're born, there's no sin in that. There's nothing to repent for that. But it's just the mainstream view of this stuff within Christianity is that we're all equal, and that's just how it is. That's why we get so burned up when we hear stuff like this, because it's bringing racism into it. This kind of stuff brings racism into something that we've gotten rid of a long time ago. You know, no Christian wants racism in Christianity. Not a single one does. Not a single true Christian does. Yet stuff like this keeps bringing it in. And then we have to defend against it. We have to call it stupid because it is. Continuing on, Fields talked about Christianity and slavery in American history. She argued slave owners took away Christianity from the slaves because Christians could not be slaves, and therefore if Christianity is taken away from them, slavery is justified, which is ironic because the Bible talks about the proper treatment of slaves and how to deal with that. Again, keep in mind, this was written in a different culture than we live in now. Today, we would think of it as like employees or something. You know, how do you treat your employee, you know, in our modern culture if we were gonna have some kind of comparison. Apparently Fox News reached out to three panelists, but didn't receive any comment. So, you know, this kind of stuff is why we do what we do here. And when I say we, I mean me and all of you, because all of you help a great deal by donating, by sharing, by getting involved in the conversation, and by going out and making disciples of all nations. But this is what we're doing here at Josh Peck Disclosure. We want to answer these questions because clearly the church, the mainstream church, at some point has failed these students if they're going to believe this crap about Christianity. There's no such thing as white Jesus. That doesn't even make any sense. He was a Jew. There is no white Jesus, you know. There is Jesus. There's Jesus Christ. There is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. His race really doesn't matter all that much. The fact that he was a Jew, sure, you can build an argument that that was very important because of prophecies and things like that. But the idea is not race. That was never the main intention. You got Jews and Gentiles, and what Jesus did is he brought those two together, where now it doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile, free or a slave. You know, it doesn't, any of that stuff. Race doesn't matter. Your personal status doesn't matter. Your financial status, like none of that matters. What matters is, are you going to believe? Are you going to believe in Jesus? Are you going to follow Jesus? Are you going to have faith in him? Are you going to follow his path? Are you going to take up your own cross? All that kind of stuff. That's what matters. So that's why Christians get irritated when this constant barrage of racism and identity politics keeps getting injected, like forcefully injected back into the church, and we don't want it. You know, we don't want it. We're good. We got this. Okay. We don't need these leftists continually pushing this back into the church. But then, you know, they talk about stuff like this. They obviously don't take it seriously. And so then we have to comment on it and be critical of it and do all that. But ultimately it's not to bash these kids who had this panel. It's not even to bash them, because really what I want for them is I would want them to study Christianity and actually get a good understanding of it and hopefully become saved through it. That would be great. Repent and follow Jesus. But even if not, but at least understand what you're talking about first. But anyway, so that's what we're doing here on Josh Peck Disclosure. That's one of many things, but ultimately it all points back to Jesus. It all points back to the Great Commission of making disciples out of all nations and bringing people to Jesus, evangelism and witnessing and all that kind of stuff. That's what we do. And I thank all of you so much for helping, whether you help financially through the website, joshpeckdisclosure.com, if you help financially through patreon.com/joshpeck, or if you just donate your time by sharing these videos and commenting and leaving me feedback. I do read all of your feedback. Following me on Steemit and upvoting me, that's something that doesn't cost you anything, but it can actually translate into money, sort of. It's not much. It's like a couple of cents, but it, you know, little things like that actually do help. But you can even take these videos, download them, and post them to your own Facebook page as a video of your own. That's fine. Don't do it on YouTube, because YouTube will shut your channel down if you do. But you can do it on Facebook. Just download this video or any of my videos, all of them. Make a project out of it. Download these videos. With YouTube Downloader, which you can get for free. It's just WTD. It's just YouTube Downloader. It's for free. Or if you're on Firefox, they have extensions where you can download YouTube videos, but it's totally free. Download them and upload them as a video on your own Facebook profile. That actually will help spread this out even more. Because if you just share it from YouTube, no one's going to see it. We did some videos on that a while ago. There's a lot of backstory to that I won't get into because most of you already know it anyway. But if you're brand new to it, you can go back and look at that. But that's something that you can do, and try it, because I am interested if that's going to work or not. Because if it turns out that you guys are doing that and it works, it actually spreads these videos out more, then I will take the MP4, the original video file, and I'll start posting them on the website so you can just download them from there directly. And then you won't have to download them yourself through some other downloader. I'll do it for you. But I need to know that it's actually going to work and that people are actually going to do it. So if you can, download this video, post it as a video on your own Facebook. You can even copy and paste the description here from YouTube and put that in the comment section or as the description of the video that you put up. And then just see if it gets views and tell me about it. You can message me privately on Facebook if you want. You can email me. You can leave a comment. You can do whatever you want. But let me know how it works. If you're getting how many views you're getting, if it's being suppressed, because it seems like when I do Facebook videos, it seems to do a lot better. So don't just share the Facebook video that I make or the YouTube video that I make. Actually, I mean, you can if you want, but for this, actually download it and re-upload it onto your own personal Facebook page. It'll help you too, because you'll get more people that's coming to your page through that. And I'm totally fine with that. It'll help you anyway, but I'm curious to know if that works. So do that and let me know. But also let me know what you think about this whole white Jesus thing. And, if Christianity is a white man's religion, obviously it's not. I mean, it's rooted in Judaism. How possibly could it be? But anyway, I'd love to know what you think about that. And, thank you all so much. Till next time. Love you all. Take care and God bless.
Hey everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.